from Seth Johnson. Cleared away. Didn't beat the first man. Here's Johnson into Jubri! Inside, no one closes him down. Through to Dickhoff. Dickhoff, it's 2-1. Leicester have pulled the goal back. Dickhoff wasn't offside. Now Muzzy, is it through? The space for Muzzy, is it? And Leicester are back to 2-2 with two goals in the space of 3 minutes. Leeds have thrown it away. It's rolled towards the byline for Milner. There's the cross. Viduka controls Alan Smith. Yeah!
Smith and score. One. Franz Ferdinand and Take Me Out on Radio 1. It's great to be here. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Happy days.
Ah, here again. I'm a little bit, my voice is a little bit hoarse. Oh, we'll just wait for Juliet to get a sport, shall we, before we move on with the news jingle. Might be a bit hoarse this morning after last night.
But a great game, though.
Great game, fantastic. Commiserations to Leicester, but a great game. I think, seriously, we might win the league this season. One.
Wouldn't go that far, but good game.
Good game. Nice impression, Dave.
Certainly.
The Rory Bremner of Radio 1.
Yeah, sure.
Right, morning then. 50 Cent coming up, Britney Spears coming up. Let's get some news and sport with Dom and Jules. It's just gone 7 o'clock.
The Beckhams are pictured laughing together on holiday.
And Smudges saves
Speed. It's now 3 minutes past seven.
Sunny and wet.
Yeah, it's a mixture of sunshine and showers.
Oh, well, I was getting you with the sunny and wet thing.
Mm.
You know, I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Right, with a combination of sunshine and showers.
Most weather people say sunshine and showers. Sunny and wet.
Is it sunny and wet in the same place, or are some places sunny and others wet?
Some places will have a rainbow today.
I can sing a rainbow.
Can you?
Mm. Sing a rainbow.
Way up high.
Sing a rainbow too. Oh, I'm still drunk. Morning, then. He's the biggest man at breakfast because he weighs much more. He knows a lot about stuff, but he's only 24. When morning comes, he's like a tiger in a cage. He growls and bites and shouts, and he lies about his age. And I'm full of beans. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Go, 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 go.
Ah, Britney, 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 Britney Spears. There you go, I'm ready now. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Chris.
Are you with us?
Yes.
All right, okay. Someone just texted in and said, your jingle's a lie. You're the biggest man at breakfast. It's a big lie. Have you not seen the size of Eamon Holmes recently? His weight goes up and down, though, this old Eamon.
Is he ballooning?
John Culshaw's in Britain. You didn't see any of John Culshaw's series. Six half-hours of one of your closest friends.
Yeah.
Primetime series. His first ever solo series on national television. You didn't even see one, did you?
I know. It was unfortunate. I was out every Wednesday night for 6 weeks.
Didn't even tape it, did you?
My video's bust.
Right. Anyway, his Eamon Holmes impression.
1, 2, 3.
Very funny. So I'm in a good mood this morning. I love it. I can predict the text messages. Text messages generally on this show start off, everybody's in a real grumpy mood, and they get nicer as the morning goes on. And I said to Dave, I'm sure there'll be a few negative text messages as about the Leeds goals. And I was right.
I think everyone's just tense because they're, you know, they're all fighting down the bottom of the table.
Who cares about Leeds United? You're the only one. technically not true. And someone going, oh, give us Leicester fans a break. We played well last night.
They did play well last
played
night.
Played great last night. I thought it was a great game. Tell you what, if Leeds and Leicester had played like that all season, we'd be laughing.
Well, it was proof of what Alan Smith said, wasn't it? You know, they shouldn't have been in that situation if they'd actually pulled the finger out weeks ago.
Anyway, there you go. I won't mention it again for the rest of the show. Right. So, I was right, it was a six-pointer and a six-pinter last night. Well, maybe more than a six-pinter.
Nine pints?
I don't know. A few. You know, one or two. What, Rachel?
I thought you'd be in a bad way this morning. I'm impressed.
Drank water before I went to bed. I had 18 alarm clocks on the go. I did well, though. I got to bed at one. Alarm goes off at half four.
You don't look bad considering, actually.
I feel all right. But you know when it's that delayed hangover thing. You know when you wake up and you go, I'm tired, but I'm all right. Getting to work, I'm tired, but I'm all right. And about half an hour in, your head ever so slightly just goes... And you go, no, please don't. And it gets louder. There's not normally metal noise associated with it. That's just a loose microphone stand. So that was last night. Oh my good God.
What?
I'm going to tell a story, and I don't want you to all think that I'm a perv. Even though I am, right? But, and you might think this is a weird thing. I'm watching Hollyoaks last night, right? Did anyone see Hollyoaks?
Was this your pre-match warm-up?
Yes. Well, I'm getting ready to go out to the pub.
No, I missed it last night.
Did anyone see Hollyoaks last night?
No.
Can anyone predict what I'm about to say? Here's the thing, I wonder. And there's a scene with two girls, and they're sitting in the swimming baths on the side of the pool. In, by the way, the tightest swimsuits known to man. And one of the girls is trying to get the attention of the lifeguard, who was the other girl's dad, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know who she is. The dark girl who's got some rack on her, I'll tell her that. And the blonde girl as well. Whoa, hubba bubba. Anyway, so what she does is, blonde hair girl jumps in the pool, takes her top off, right? Throws her top, you know, away from her and goes, oh, Richard, lifeguard, look. Look, my top's come off. What shall I do? So he runs round, grabs a towel and goes, quick, get out and I'll cover you up, right? And it's a side-on camera shot of her getting out of the swimming pool and into the towel. And you know when you watch things and you go, good God, did I just see more than I should have done there? Now, this is the bit where you may think I'm a bit pervy.
Did you Skype that?
You rewound it.
I rewound it.
No!
It gets worse.
Oh, no.
Freeze frame.
And I took a photo of it. Now, the reason done that is to show you...
No.
Because I thought it was a bit racy for 6:45 in the evening.
So you took a picture of it?
Yes.
Mary Whitehouse.
And I've got it on my phone if anybody would like to see it. Now, here's your dilemma. You think I'm pervy for doing that, but would you like to see the photo?
I'm fine.
Yeah, you want to see it?
No.
You don't want to see it?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Dave?
I'm not interested. I'm not a big fan of Hollyoaks.
Seriously, I'm telling you, mate.
Go on, then.
Dave, you could watch the omnibus.
Hey?
You can watch the omnibus.
I can't do the crisis with Jimmy Hill.
They call it now, the omnibus. I am telling you. Man. Her breasts were so big, she was spilling out onto Channel 5 and Sky 1 last night.
More than.
Good morning. So if you saw it last night, it's the blonde character. Wow, is she
fit? I've seen her before.
Is she fit?
She's Jack Osborne's niece.
Oh, man. What a wreck. Gorgeous. Swimming with her anytime.
You don't even like swimming.
No, I know. Anyway, 7:16.
Hello there.
Morning.
The angel from my nightmare. The shadow.
You're all looking at me like I'm some sick pervert, but I know you are dying to see this photo.
I'm not interested.
Just before we get into today's buzz off. So, if you just switched on, Hollyoaks last night, girl gets out of the swimming pool with no top on, and walks into a towel. I thought the shot was a bit too revealing. So I rewound it on my Sky Plus and took a photo on my camera phone, only to show...
Was this evidence so that you could send it into Watchdog?
No, it's just evidence so I could enjoy it, so I could show it to you guys on the air. But I'm not on my own. Look at this. Please, 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 send me that picture, Chris. You're so damn right. Natalie's fine. Can I have a copy? I've got a camera phone. Sam in Surrey. Please put it on the website. Can you send me a picture because I missed it? Martin in Cornwall. Carl, can you send me the photo, please? Can you send the photo to me, Chris, from Greg in Newport? Send the picture to me, please, 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 blah, 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 blah. And my favourite one says, well done, Chris. Hooray for boobs.
Yeah, but it's a tidal wave of texts from fellow inadequates who all want to see what you've got.
See what she's got. Hmm. So do you think that's a bit off of me to do that?
I think it's,
honest.
I wouldn't have admitted to it.
Right.
Then again, I don't have the technology to do that either.
Do you want to see the photo?
No. Well, I mean, if it helps the link, yeah.
I'll have a look.
Right. Alan, come around here.
Okay.
Right. Right. Now, Dave, seriously, do you want to see the photo? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. You wait until you hear Alan's reaction, and then you'll definitely want to see it. Let me just get it set up for you.
Okay.
Hollyoaks last night. I was amazed. I couldn't believe it. And she is a fine, fine woman. All right, let me just zoom in. Full screen. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. There.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See?
Yeah, that's what you mean there.
Seriously? It's like something out of one of Dave's videos.
My God, I've never seen anything like that.
It's not my video, it's your video.
Time to buzz off.
I know. Isn't that amazing? Look, zoom. You can even zoom in more, look. Look at that. I know what you're thinking.
Let's have a look.
You know what you're thinking, aren't you?
She's had
highlights. Hair extensions. Yeah, no.
See, just there, you can see.
Yeah, you certainly can. Anyway, do you want to have a look now?
Well, I feel left out now.
Well, tough, you can't see now. It's too late now, so... I might show Dominic Byrne later, only in the interest of news. Cross-eyed by the time it's finished. Look at that. Hello. Right, 7:22. Please stop texting in saying, "Can you send me this photo?" I can't. I'm not going to send it to you. But what's the omnibust at the weekend? That's all I'm saying. How many people now will go, "I'll just tape this and watch in slow motion"?
People setting their videos as we speak.
Right, buzz off then. Same rules apply. If you like the track I'm about to play, text buzz on to 81199. If you don't like it, text buzz off to 81199. Text messages 81199. Write either buzz on or buzz off for today's track. I can't remember which one you said now. Did you say my one?
I'll write it down for you.
Is it the one that I do?
Yes, I think so.
Right. Are you ready, Alan?
Yes.
Here's today's buzz off track.
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic.
Queen from Aberystwyth.
A kind of magic.
With one boil.
One dream.
One boil.
One soul.
One boil.
One prize. One goal.
One boil.
One golden glance. Of what should be.
Go!
One shaft of light that shows the way.
Buzz on, text now.
No mortal man can win this day. It's a kind of magic. A bell that rings inside your mind. It's shutting the doors of time.
Buzz on 81199.
The waiting seems eternity. The day will dawn on sanity. Is this kind of magic? Inside of me.
I think Alan's liking it.
I'm hearing secrets.
fun. It's a clean magic.
Is winning.
It's challenging.
Oh,
the doors of time.
I'll lead on air guitar.
It's a kind of magic.
Sing it, Al, sing it.
It's a kind of magic.
Dave Buzz.
What? What's wrong with you?
Bad enough.
Thousand years!
Rachel Buzz.
No!
You're both miserable this morning.
My mate sent me a text saying, classic, Elvis yesterday, Queen today, can't wait for Roy Orbison tomorrow. Click, Alan.
Magic.
Why did you sound like a sheep?
Because it's disconcerting when the music goes. So does the song stay on anyway because of Buzz On?
Well,
pretty much.
As soon as you say bus off, they'll stop.
Alex Buzz.
Oh. Juliet was singing all the words next door, hey? A beauty who knows her football, but also her Queen classics.
She's got everything.
That has been pointed out before, yes. So there you go, excellent. From the Queen's greatest hits, two. Mm. Not one.
Two.
Two. It's a kind of magic. What do you want, sugar babes?
Hmm.
Yeah.
7 hours since you went away.
Yeah. Queen, a kind of...
Come on.
Queen.
Yes!
All right, stop shouting out loud. I've heard you loads of times. 7:28, morning then, news and sport next.
7 hours since you closed the door.
Radio 1.
Started to die,
you
got a manicure. Why did you cry?
Sugar babes, holding the head. Dominic, this morning, before the show, did an amazing pre-recorded interview. If you, to, one word to describe it, Dominic?
Genius.
I thought you'd go with amazing. I did set you up for the gag, but that's all right, but I'll...
Amazing.
Well, don't worry. I said genius now, ruin it. It wasn't the interview that he planned, but I think it was thoroughly entertaining. Highlights coming up. Plus, tomorrow we film our TV version of Reverse Award. Live on the air in the studio will be Scott Mills coming in to do a live on-air rehearsal.
Rehearsal Award.
Great. So, a radio rehearsal for a TV show later. Genius. Oh, by the way, all of these ideas have been turned down by Colin and Edith for this week. I forgot to mention them yesterday to say good luck, and I finished the show at 10 o'clock and I went, oh, I meant to say on the air, good luck's come needed. And Rachel goes, why don't you do it tomorrow for that difficult second Tuesday show?
Thanks, Chris. News.
Well, no, it's true. And I thought, well, it's very true, because it always, you know, the Monday show, you start a new show, Monday, poof, you're off. Tuesday, so it's always rubbish.
Mm.
Always rubbish. So today we're going to big them up for their difficult second show.
Okay.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Richard X and Liberty X coming up. Oh, can we not drop that? And NERD as well. Let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules at 7:32.
Well, they're the pictures everyone was waiting for. The Beckham.
weather, there'll be lots of sun around this morning with some showers later.
One Road Travel.
It's Motorway Tuesday, of course. It's the M6 in Cheshire this morning. Long delays at the Thelwall Viaduct between junctions 20 at Lym and 21 at Woolston.
Radio One News. Road Travel. On Radio 1.
I was getting so carried away with that. It's now 7:35.
You know what? Just do the end of it again.
One All right. Road Travel.
Blah, 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 at Woolston.
One Road Travel on Radio 1.
It's now 7:35 still.
Chloe in Bristol texting, Dominic was right about the weather. I've just seen a rainbow. How exciting.
That's right. We like to be factually correct with our weather.
Well, that makes a change. 3 months on the air and that's the first time you got it right.
Yeah, it's true. But...
Juliet, do you want to see this picture?
Yeah.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dominic?
Yes, please.
No, you can't see it. It'd be sexist. Come around here, Jules. Come around here, my darling. You get a better view if you sit up a lap. So, from Hollyoaks last night, you didn't see it.
No.
Now, I think I was right to take the picture, because I think this is shocking. Girl get, for those of you who just switched on, Hollyoaks last night, girl gets out of the swimming pool without a top on, she gets into a towel. But there was a side shot of it, and I'm like, well, that's a bit too much, isn't it? I mean, don't get me wrong, I loved it. I think Hollyoaks should be like that every night. Okay? There you go.
What's wrong with that?
Do you not think, that for 7:15 on Channel 4, do you not think that's a bit revealing?
No, because you can see it in papers at, like, almost 20:08.
That's not the point.
No.
You're having a good look there. You're all right. What are you looking at the towel? It's a nice towel, that. M&S.
She looks a bit shocked.
Do you think she looks a bit like Kerry Katona? Or whatever her name is now, McFadden.
Chance of a look?
Huh?
Sorry?
So I'd love to, but I've got to move on, sadly, with the show. I can't just go around showing these photos, Willie, and indeed, Nilly. If you're lucky, I'll email it to you. All right.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Pharrell Williams. Edit. And we are NERD. Who's we? The Royal We, is that? French. Poor, you know, Brian from the band. Chopped him out. Originally it went... Hey, this is Pharrell Williams. And I'm Brian Jacks. And we are NERD. Who was Brian Jacks?
Dunno.
Was he the...
Super, he was in something called Superstars.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
Was he like Brian Jacks, wasn't he?
A judo athlete. I think.
Judist?
A Judist, yes, that's right.
I don't know what his religion was. That was a rubbish joke.
Very good.
Right, Dominic.
Hello.
Dominic had a big interview to do this morning, and it didn't go... exactly to plan. However, very, very entertaining.
I got a call yesterday afternoon about the possibility of interviewing what can only be described as an icon and a legend.
Wow.
I've interviewed Ben Affleck. No, I haven't. I've interviewed Ben Stiller before. It wasn't Ben Affleck,
right?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Renee Zellweger.
Oh,
Tom Cruise.
Oh.
And this guy is way up there. Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
David Hasselhoff.
Wowzers.
Yeah. The tall man with curly hair.
Yes.
So, it was all set. I was going to get into work. I got in especially early. Well, not really. And was given a number for his hotel in Waikiki.
Wow.
That was Kokomo.
It's all the same, though, isn't it?
It's hot.
It's very hot, though.
They wear them funny rah-rah skirts or something like that, don't they?
That's right, everyone there does. So
they wear them
up.
Things around their necks, don't they?
Yeah, those aloha kind of necklaces.
Anyway.
Aloha. They all said aloha as well. I thought that was just on the films.
Aloha.
That was good. So I was all set to interview David Hasselhoff.
Yes.
And I phoned up very excitedly. And, well, then this happened.
Aloha. The person you have requested is not available.
See?
To leave a private recorded voice message, begin speaking after the tone. Mahalo for calling this hotel.
Hola. I'm just leaving a message for David Hasselhoff. It's Dominic Byrne from the Radio 1 Chris Moyle show. I hope you're well and look forward to speaking to you about Baywatch and other issues. and Sky TV adverts as well, which are very funny. We'll try and phone you again soon anyway. Hope you're enjoying Waikiki and speak to you soon.
Waikiki.
Okay, so, you know.
I thought you were joking when you said they said aloha.
No, they did. Although
and
I
they go, for calling, which I'm not taking it as thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
Mahula for calling. So I was expecting a call back in sort of 5 minutes or so, and so I called back because I haven't heard, and this is what happened then.
So I'm going to try the bar. He's not answering in either room. Hold on.
Great on-hold music.
Mm. This is lovely on-hold music. So basically, here starts the search for Hoth. We haven't got a clue where he is. This went on. You can play it if you want. It goes on for about 10.5 minutes, though. Of what can only be described as Waikiki hold music. Aloha Mahula. So after that, I thought, right, sack it.
Pardon?
I thought, I'll sack this. And then we tried again. So
is this just music now play forever, Al, on this clip for hours and hours?
It's the new Buzz Off music.
How long are you on hold for?
About 10.5 minutes.
And then they came back.
And they came back.
Sir, I'm sorry. I tried the two bars. I tried the restaurants. I tried the room again, and I don't know where he's at.
Oh, dear. It's the eternal search for Hoth.
Yes.
Mm. Would there be anywhere else that he could be in the hotel? Would he be having a massage or something like that?
I can try. Hold on.
And they found the massage room.
So, was this the point you thought, I'll suggest a place and she will go looking for him?
Yeah, basically, we tried everywhere. I just like this music. It's nice. We tried everywhere in the hotel, and then I had a brainwave.
Oh, he's not at the spa, sir.
He's not in the spa.
No, he's not at the bar. He's not at the restaurant.
He's not in the restaurant, the spa, or the bar.
None of them.
Or his room.
Or his room. I tried both rooms, both restaurants, both bars, and the massage studio.
God, he can't be anywhere else then, can he? Have you got any other rooms in the hotel? Or?
No, sir, that would be it.
Car park?
Try.
All right.
I love that.
There you go. Try the car park now.
How'd you ring a car park?
I don't know. I didn't know you could do that. There may be a security man.
It'll be the guys who drive your car. The valet.
Yeah. So, again, on hold for another 10 minutes. This is a half an hour phone call.
On Radio 1's phone bill.
Yeah. So
the BBC, you make it what it is.
They tried that. They tried the car park and then...
Oh, no, I thought they were coming back. So the hunt for Hoth was extremely unsuccessful.
Incredibly successful, and then this happened.
No, sir, he hasn't even taken his car out of the garage.
Right. Okay, so Kit's not in the car park?
No.
Okay, I wonder what the best thing to do is. Can you put a message out on the loudspeaker system there?
I'm sorry, we don't have a paging system in the hotel.
Oh. Ah, right, I see, okay. You couldn't just do a large shout.
No one's answering, sir, and everybody knows what he looks like, so they don't see him in the lobby area.
Have you seen him since he's checked in?
I saw him early this morning. He was downstairs in the lobby reading a newspaper.
Oh, I see. How's he looking these days?
Very good.
Are you a big fan of sort of Baywatch, Knight Rider?
Yes, I am. Yes,
yep.
I am.
Everyone is?
Yes, they are.
Yep. What about, he's a very big singing star in Germany as well, apparently.
Now, at this point, Dominic, were you just thinking you'd interview her?
Well, I thought, you know, this is the best we're going to get, to be honest with you. I was very excited about having and then losing David Hasselhoff, so I thought I'd have a chat with Mrs. Receptionist.
She seemed very interesting in your Hoff facts that
yeah.
you had.
You can tell she was reading something at the same time as talking to me, paying no attention whatsoever.
Oh, but, really?
Mm-hmm. The Germans love him. Had many number ones there.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know what the best thing to do is, probably. We'll perhaps phone back. If you see him...
I'll let him know.
If you could.
Okay.
And what's your name?
Melody.
Melody.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Thanks now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you know what?
She was lovely.
They chopped out of that. You went, yeah, and he's had some number ones in Germany. Yeah. It's not just a tall man with curly hair.
I can't believe you wasted... You know, license fee pays money with a half an hour call to Hawaii.
Hey, dude, but if it wasn't for that, we'd have never got to meet Melody.
She sounded great, didn't she?
One more time, I just want to hear this.
Aloha. The person you have requested is not available.
Yeah.
To leave a private recorded voice message, begin speaking after the tone. Mahalo for calling the hotel.
There you go. And mahalo to you too, love. Classic.
great record. Coming out in May, that's Ash and Orpheus. Rachel?
Yeah?
Who did I speak to from Ash the other day?
Tim.
The lead singer?
Yeah.
Why do we talk to him?
Because they're going to be playing at One Big Weekend in Derry at the end of April.
Was that like a month ago that we spoke to Tim?
No, it was only last week.
Okay. So why did you feel the need to go, One Big Week, they're doing One Big Weekend?
Just reminding you.
We only interviewed him on Friday. No, it's Tuesday morning.
You might have a lot on your mind, Chris.
And underneath here, underneath the word Ash, what does it say?
That he's performing at One Big Weekend.
What do you think I'm going to miss?
Okay.
I'm not an idiot, you know. Well, anyway, so that's Ash, who are going to be performing at One Big Sunday, live in Kidderminster in July.
You big ninny. One Big Weekend.
Oh, where is it?
And it's not in Leicester.
Oh.
It's in Northern Ireland.
We've got tickets to give away later.
You're joking!
Wow, so people can actually go for free.
Yes, it's a free event.
Wow, but you do need a ticket to get in, I believe.
Yes.
And we're going to give away a pair of tickets later?
For the dance day, yes.
Just one pair, yes?
Yes, but we're giving away tickets through the day.
And are all the details currently at Radio 1 online?
Yes, that's right.
Wow.
Actually, I'll joke aside, are we giving away one pair of five?
Don't know.
Oh, we're giving away five, actually.
What, that's five pairs of tickets?
Yes, five.
Do you mean 10 tickets to five lucky listeners?
Yes.
Well, although you only get two each?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean, though.
Yeah. Great. Monday, by the way, is Bank Holiday Monday, I believe. Well, what is known as Easter Monday.
Mm.
And from 10 o'clock in the morning on Radio 1.
This Bank Holiday Monday morning from 10. Radio 1's 10-hour takeover. 10 hours straight where you choose the music. Join me, Scott Mills, Edith Bowman and Vernon Kay. We'll be sitting in a studio with absolutely nothing to play unless you call Radio 1's 10-hour takeover. If you don't get involved, then Radio 1 could sound like this. This. 10 hours straight, you choose the music. This Bank Holiday Monday morning from 10. Make sure you're part of it.
Breathe it, Mama!
When on a Monday, and that's going to be a great all day, you get to play whatever you want. Well, the listener's choice, obviously, but, you know. That's not fair. Hey, mama, this that beat that make you move, mama. Yeah. 7.57, we'll do news and sport with Dom and Jules next, after Black Eyed Peas. Someone texted in and said, wouldn't it be funny on Easter Monday if nobody texted in suggesting any records? Are you having a laugh? I pad enough as it is, and we've got records. I just got Mills padding for 3 hours. It'd be great radio. Anyway, Hey Mama, Black Eyed Peas. Coming up, gonna play The Darkness. And a track from a few years ago that I bet you haven't heard for a while. Let's get some sport from news. Sport from news and
news from Dom and sport from Juliet.
And just edit this in.
Hmm.
When it goes out in the air, just chop that bit there. Right. That's Black Eyed Peas. One. Coming up, we'll play The Darkness and a song that I bet you haven't heard for a couple of years. You probably heard it last week or something on Joe Wiley, but just go with it. It's radio, Nick. And meanwhile, let's get some news and sport with Dom and Jules. It's just after 8 o'clock.
Posh and Becks are pictured laughing together on holiday.
And Al moves Lee to within 2 points.
It's now 4 minutes past eight.
It's Quentin Tarantino for you.
That was a good impression.
That's a non-story, that, isn't it? Why is that in the news for?
Why? It's a good story.
Is it?
It's nice hearing Quentin Tarantino talking.
Quentin Tarantino. Didn't that how you pronounce his name?
He doesn't do many interviews, you see, so it's always nice to have him on when we can.
Well, I would like to say...
Aloha.
...to Quentin Tarantino and...
Mahalo.
...for being on the show.
That's a great word, mahalo.
Mahalo. Yeah. By the way, somebody pointed out that when the antiphone in David Hasselhoff's room went off, it went...
Aloha.
Right?
Yeah.
And you said hola.
I know, I wasn't really sure.
Which is Spanish for hello.
It is, yeah.
Not Hawaiian.
It was, no, it was...
But I want to say...
Mahalo.
For that.
So do I.
Mahalo.
I like melody.
Do you?
Yeah, she seems nice. She wasn't interested at all in what I was saying, but I think she was quite nice.
She was pleased you found the hotel.
Mahalo for calling this hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Go, go.
Mahalo indeed. Whatever that means.
It's like the special prize in Shooting Stars. Mahalo. Like that. That echo.
That's a strange echo, isn't it?
What's that echo there? Huh? I've heard a bigger echo when Alex opened his wallet. That's rubbish. Anyway, so there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you, big echo, Scott Mills is in the building!
Good morning!
Just look at that. He looks great, Scott Mills. He's going to look fantastic on the TV. Is it not too late to get Dale Winton?
Aloha. 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 Refix. Mahalo. Aloha. 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 Mahalo. Mahalo. Aloha. Mahalo. Aloha. Mahalo. Mahalo for calling this hotel.
I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine.
The darkness. Love is only a feeling. I believe in a thing called love. However, love is only a feeling. Therefore, ergo, i.e., I believe in a feeling. And feeling. Nothing more than feeling.
What am I on about?
Wasn't it feelings?
Well, yeah.
Nothing more than feelings.
Felines. Little cats are felines.
Not sea lions.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome at 14 minutes past 8 in the morning on Radio 1,
called Borden,
Scott Mills!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yay!
Yay!
I would like to say to you...
Aloha.
And also...
Mahalo for calling this hotel.
Aloha.
Are you all right, then?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey.
I'm so excited about tomorrow.
The TV version of Reverse a Word.
Yes, it's finally on.
Well, I've got to say...
Aloha.
...to that. We've brought Scott in today because we're going to do a rehearsal, an on-air radio rehearsal of our TV show. Alan, what are you waving at?
I was rehearsing. Sorry.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it says Aled waves, and Aled was actually practising his wave.
Aloha.
Aled?
Sorry.
Mahalo for calling this hotel.
There you go. I tell you what, mahalo out of here and get us a cup of tea, will you? did you hear our hunt for Hoff?
Yeah, she was entertaining. he wasn't in the spa. He wasn't in the...
Room.
In the room.
Bar.
And he wasn't in the car park.
It's like where's Wally? Where's Hoffy?
You need to play my bingo track.
There was a rumour that he was in a bad mood, Dave.
Really?
Yeah, he was in a half. Sorry, you were saying?
Good morning.
Aloha.
You need to play the not released in this country David Hasselhoff / Pingu track, which was huge in Germany in 1993.
Was it a hit?
Yeah, right. In Germany.
David Hasselhoff is a big star in Germany. I
reckon he recorded it. You know, one of those things that when you think, well, no one's going to hear it in the UK or the US, are they? So it's all going to be fine. I'll just do this.
I bet he's proud of it, though.
Really?
What was that video we saw of him?
That was the same one, I think. That video that we saw upstairs on the computer.
No, it was the Ooga Chaka, Ooga, Ooga.
That's
one.
It.
Is it?
Isn't that the Pingu
No,
record?
That's not Pingu.
No, that's...
This is David Hasselhoff from Pingu.
Pingu. Pingu.
Hi, Michael.
Aloha.
Okay, everybody.
Yeah?
This is the Pingu Prance.
Oh, great.
Everybody up.
Yeah.
To the Pingu Dance.
Here we go.
My name is Pingu. Come on, dance to the beat.
No.
It's easy if you try. Just watch my feet. Let's all be happy and have some fun. Let's count to 10.
On Radio 1.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's go to 11. Stomp your feet and turn around. Reach for the sky, now touch the ground. To the Pingu.
To the Pingu. The rest of
to the Pingu.
Lord.
I should try and get this released. Hey, we did it with Mysterious Girl. Number one for the Hoff and Pingu. Oh, that'll do.
Mahalo for calling this hotel.
Right, so listen, what we'll do is we'll play a record, we'll have a quick off-air briefing, and then we're going to do an on-air radio rehearsal of TV's Reverse Word, which we film in the TV studio in London tomorrow.
Very exciting.
Is that right, Scott?
Yeah, is there a special set? Have they done this a set?
I think so, yeah.
For the whole of that link, by the way, Scott Mills hasn't had headphones on. Have you got them plugged in now?
That's because I just stood on them.
Are they now working?
Broke them. They're fine now.
He's broken the news headphones.
Sorry.
Let's play a record then, now that he can hear himself. Reverse a Word, the radio rehearsal, next on Radio 1.
Mahalo for calling this hotel.
Saw you around the other day. Shorty, she was all the way. Looked like you were on the phone.
Wow, that's a great record. Mahalo to that. JC, Chaz and Dave, and Blowing Me Up with Her Love. Good morning.
Sounds a bit like Do the Pingu.
She's an artist name pronounced Shaze.
Shaze.
Is it? It is Shaze. It's the guy of NSYNC. The lead singer.
You say that as if I'm a big NSYNC fan.
You know NSYNC.
I couldn't name anybody in NSYNC but Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. The main singer, this guy, JC.
JC.
Again, all I'm hearing is...
Joey Fat One.
Joey Fat One.
Yeah, for Tony.
Yeah. He's the fat one.
Jermaine Tito.
When you see him, you'll recognise him.
When am I seeing him?
On a video or something.
For lunch.
Why will I be watching a video of NSYNC?
Okay.
Get a grip.
Shut up.
Right, are we all ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
This is an on-air rehearsal for Reverse Word, which we film tomorrow. Before we do it, though, we got a voiceover man in, Nick Jackson. All right, top professional voiceover
man.
Good. And he's got a message for you, Dave.
Really?
Hi there. I'm Nick Jackson, international voiceover artist and all-round good egg. I just want to say how pleased I am to be involved in this game show phenomenon. It's really great to be in at the beginning. Don't forget, Dave, if Reverse a Word gets commissioned, my rates are very reasonable. Something now and a little every week. Good luck.
There you go, Dave.
That's fantastic.
It's becoming a reality, Dave. It's real.
Thank you, Nick Jackson.
There's no stopping it now. Seriously.
I hope he's not thinking of being the host.
No, he's a voiceover.
Yeah, but he used to... He's still on Challenge TV. He used to host a game show, not
unlike
this one.
Don't worry, you're all right. You're signed into a contract. There's nothing we can do about it now. Like Colin Edith in the afternoons. There's no going back.
No.
Not for 2 years.
Once he's made that decision.
I'm telling you. Until he libels himself, right? We can't get rid of the guy. So, are you ready?
Yep.
Eyes down, looking for our first Reverse a Word rehearsal.
Rehearse a Word.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, roll VT... Action!
It's Reverse a Word, the game show that's totally backwards. On Rachel's team, it's Dom from News.
Waving.
Hi.
And on Alan's team, it's Juliet from Sport.
Waving.
Now, let's meet your host. Say hello to Scott Moyles.
Alright, hang on. Falling at the first turn. Don't worry, we'll get him back in for another session. Scott Mills!
Thank you. Hello, and welcome to Reverse a Word, the first in a brand new series of Challenge TV's most exciting word game. You know, you only get gigs like this twice in your career, once on the way up and once on the way down. And it's great to be back.
That gag doesn't work.
Isn't it?
You only get gigs like this twice in your career.
Once on the way up, once on the way down. Yeah, it means he's on the way down now,
right.
I see.
Well, okay, so you're going down, yeah?
Yeah, right. So it's... And once on the way down, I have to say it's great to be back.
Right,
That's how it works. Yeah. Now, of course, all great game shows need a great catchphrase, and we've got one. What sort of game show is Reverse a Word?
Backwards!
That's right.
Backwards.
Now, the aim of the game is to spot the words we spell backwards. The faster you spot them, the more points you get. As we spell the words across the screen, you can jump in as soon as you know it. But beware, if you get it wrong, you're frozen out until the next round.
Right.
Okay, so we've got our rules, we have our teams, all we need are some letters. So let's play Reverse a Word. Okay, let's start with a 10-letter word.
No. Whoa. Stop. Oh. You start with the little ones first, oh. Right? You've got the cards the wrong way round. You start with the little words.
And the answer is... No.
And you get bigger.
All right, I've got it.
Start it's going well, this.
Hang on. How do we
this
buzz
is
in?
This is why what? We rehearse.
How what? Do we buzz in?
Just don't worry about that yet.
We've got to answer the question.
Shut up! Whiny old trout. Right, Scott.
See what he's like. Scott was never like that to me.
He was drunk. Go on.
Right. Let's play Reverse a Word. Okay, let's start with a 3-letter word.
That's the shortest sound effect ever.
G.
Oh, I see. Right.
Hang on, whoa. You know that little...
he's got it the wrong way around. That's my script.
Is that when Scott says the letter?
Do it again, just say let's play Reverse a Word. It's going well, this.
Let's play Reverse a Word. Okay, we're starting with a 3-letter word. G.
Do you know, I think it needs a bit of work. Let me work on it and we'll come back to it, right?
Okay.
In the land of Radio 1, legend tells...
I'm starting to get a funny feeling about the Reverse a Word TV filming tomorrow. 4 words are coming to mind, Dave. I don't want to worry you, but I can't get 4 words out of my head. What words? Live with Chris Moyles.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Not going to be that bad.
I leave it out. If you'd have watched it, I might still have a job there.
I did. I watched 2 of them.
That's why you got a crap Christmas present. Damn my money. Right. More of Rehearse a Word.
Rehearse a Word.
See what we're doing there. Coming up, we'll play Divine Inspiration and we'll play Eamon as well. One of Scott Mills' favourite records. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:30.
They're the pictures everyone was waiting for. The Beckham one. And it's now 8:34.
Hot rocking, flame throwing. Right, back to TV's...
Shall I do the end of the weather?
Yeah, okay.
One road travel.
Oh, the one road travel.
On Radio 1.
Yeah, it's now 8:34.
We'll be doing more rehearsals in a minute. That was better, wasn't it?
Mm, it's all right, though.
Radio 1! Eamon and It on Radio 1. Love it.
That's what it is.
It's 8:40. Dave City's linking up at 9 o'clock. And for all Leeds fans everywhere, for people who go, no, don't play the Leeds goals, I played them once this morning at 6:55, and I'm going to play them again at 9:15, all right, during half-time. So I have to play that. It's a Juliet stroke Chris production, and your man from BBC Radio Leeds.
Luke Wildman.
God bless him. He's a Leeds legend now. Anyway, so, we're going to do, if you just switched on, we're doing our radio rehearsal of Reverse a Word, Dave's Rubbish Quiz, which we're filming tomorrow for Challenge TV. That's right. I know. All the way to the top and then higher. So, we're halfway through the rehearsing.
I think now that we've had a couple of little hiccups out of the way,
it'll be
smooth as chocolate.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Someone's texted in saying, why are we rehearsing?
Or why are you off mic?
Yeah. <Shut
up>. All right, okay, so...
Are you ready to play Reverse a Word?
Yeah, I just need to... Okay, because it's a bit fiddly. I've got about 18,000 sound effects to do. All right, so when you're ready, shall I just play the music? So you're
okay.
Ready? Right.
We have our rules, we have our teams, all we need is some letters. So let's play Reverse a Word.
No, balls.
That's the wrong one again.
Shut up.
Let's play Reverse a Word. Okay, let's start with a 3-letter word. G. O.
Buzz.
Team A, Rachel.
Dog.
Is the correct answer. Oh. Yes, you're right.
Hang on.
She got that on the first.
She got that on the first, which means that there's 2 letters left. She
it's
gets 2
dog.
Points.
So she gets 2 points.
You're listening to Radio 1.
Okay. Come on, Team B, you need to get stuck in so you can get those points.
Okay.
Did you just make that up or is that in the script?
That's on the script.
Right, okay.
Okay. Shall we have another word?
Yes, please.
Okay. This time, it's 5 letters.
That's not fair.
Shut up!
Why is that not fair?
Just get on with it!
A.
A-A.
T-S. A.
Say cats. Say buzz in, Dom.
Buzz.
Team A, Dominic.
Pasta.
Is the correct answer.
That was
Can they get one for that? Because there's only the P left.
Right, okay, so...
You're still listening to Radio 1.
Is Dom Team A or Team B?
Team A, I'm with you.
You're listening to the emergency tape.
Team A is... Team A.
We're not really doing this on the air.
Team A is Rachel and Dom, and Team B is Aled and Juliet.
Okay, I'm with you.
Come on, Juliet.
And Team A are getting all the help they can.
So...
Come on, next one.
So, Team B...
Come on. Ten.
Dave, are you making this point system up as you go?
No, no.
Can I just remind everyone in the studio, we are really actually on the air. Mm.
Right, okay.
Right, okay.
Let's do our next reverse word. This time it's seven letters. Ooh. It's getting harder. E. G. A. T. S. O.
Buzz.
Teammate Rachel.
Postage.
Is the wrong answer.
Oh.
I'm sorry, that means you're frozen out for the remaining letters.
Rage.
Come on, Team B.
Come on, Ellie.
Stand to you, I haven't got a pen.
What letter did I get to?
You were useless.
Hey?
What letter did I get to?
They didn't get to the H. Oh, no, I've given that away, haven't I?
Oh, oh. Rubbish!
Can I just stop everyone? Normally I would close the mic and shout everyone. Can you all stop chipping in, shouting stupid bloody things like, I don't have a pen. Oh, I thought it was this, down and there.
Yeah, because
we're
do
meant
that
to be
tomorrow.
Doing we're meant to be doing
You can't do that tomorrow.
Oi, lips moving, still talking.
I'm the host.
So you'll be toast in a minute if you don't shut it. When it's meant to be a serious rehearsal, this is going out on Challenge TV. This is gonna be watched by literally viewers. So could you all just pipe down and pay attention? I'm sorry, Scott.
Can Thank I interject you. For a second?
What?
Well, the dress rehearsal always goes badly before a great performance.
Yeah, I know, but we're still on the air.
Okay.
Jesus, at the moment I'm thinking about bringing back King of Tickets. Shut up.
We got that one right.
Yes, you did. So Team B, congratulations, you've got one right. So let's go over to Dave now.
You're not reveal. You've got to reveal as well. I've got a reveal sound effect.
Hostage is the correct answer.
See, you reveal it, you see. You don't say some answer and then you reveal it. You go, let's see if you're right.
Oh, yeah.
You're right! You see?
Okay, Dave, you're the person that's making up the point system, so let's have a look at the scores with Dave.
Which means that at the end... Shall I do the scores?
Yes, please.
At the end of that round of reverse a word, the scores are as follows. In second place, with 1 point, it's Team B.
Jesus, 1 point.
Which means that this week's reverse a word winners are Team A with 3 points.
What about the final?
Hey?
There's a final now.
I haven't got the same script as you.
Look, I tell you what.
Can we just do this as the final?
I really think we should call it a day.
Right, this is the big one. What? The final word for the show. We're about to give you the biggest reverse a word possible. There are really oodles of points that can be picked up here, and this is where you can really start scoring. If both teams are ready for battle, let's unveil the final reverse a word. Everything to play for. Team A, Team B. Eyes down.
Is that right?
Yeah. Here we go. 10 letters. E. E. Z. N. A.
P. Aled Buzz.
Oh! Oh!
Team B, Aled.
Chimpanzee.
Let's see if you're right. Chimpanzee is the correct answer! Can we do the end sequence now?
Well, we would do, but we've got to play a 30-second theme, which we don't have.
Hang on, this alters the scores as well.
Okay,
they got
Dave.
4 for that, right, which means that the final score...
While they're doing the scores, let's play a record, shall we, for the people at home, right? So, you know, look away from your radio if you don't want to see the score, and because you don't want to ruin this fantastic feature that we're
the
doing.
The end sequence, though, I have to say, Dave, is...
You're listening to the Scott Mills Breakfast Show on Radio 1.
Deepest Blue and Give It Away. It's 8:51 and now back to... Jesus. Rehearsal words.
Thank you. Yes, I'm your host, Scott Mills. Well, that's all of the reverse awards done, which means it's time to look at the final scores as we find out who are the winners and who are the losers. Team A, at the end of all of that, you scored 3 points. Ooh. And Team B, your final score was 5 points, which means the reverse award champions for today are Team B. Let's bring on Comedy Dave now, the mastermind behind this great game, to present your prize.
Hello. And welcome. This wasn't actually in the script, but for the purpose...
It's in my script.
It is. Is it?
Yeah. Dave comes on and presents prizes. Give much handshaking.
Give them like a 9-piece cocktail set.
I'm shaking your hand, and I'll come on, and I will present a cup, a reverse award cup, to the team, and then the losing team will go home with a luxury reverse award golf and play.
Okay.
And as well as that, what will you do, Scott?
I'll say, Team A, I'm sorry. Have you had a lovely day, though?
No, it was rubbish.
No, you're supposed... No, you yeah, say, yes, we had a great time.
We had a great time, Scott.
And I'll say, I'll tell you what, we'll have a drink in the bar after the show.
Right, right
you are. Yeah.
Okay. So you presented the prize, Dave.
Yeah, done
okay,
that, yeah. Done.
Okay.
So well done, everybody. Hooray!
So that's about all from us. We hope you've enjoyed this first ever edition of Reverse Word, and we hope you'll be here to join us again if we manage to secure a commission for a full series. Thanks to our contestants, thanks to all of the production staff who made this dream a reality, and thanks to all of you for watching. My name's Scott Mills, and we look forward to seeing you again for more Reverse Word, the only game show that's backwards. Goodbye!
And that's a wrap.
It's a wrap, love.
Right. It's crap, love. That's what it is.
All right, let's do it! One weekend.
Get ready. Radio 1.
Somebody texted and makes a very good point. That rehearsal took 45 minutes. We're only on the air for 7.
Hmm. That's TV.
Really?
A lot of that will be edited out.
It'll go a lot faster, will it?
It takes hours.
Right, okay. I thought you did a very good job, Scott.
Thank you.
Let's reveal how well Scott did. Great.
I'm a bit concerned about Dave's point system.
Yeah, a few people have been texting in about that, actually. People are trying to help you, Dave, with your point system.
I don't think it needs any help.
Really?
I
think
it up.
No, I'm not making it up. I think when it's on the telly with the graphics, I think it'll work well.
Okay, great. Well, anyway, we're filming tomorrow at our luxurious TV studios in wherever it is.
It's a shopping centre.
It really is.
Is it where they used to do Rise?
Yeah.
Oh, so there you go. So, you know, we'll have the curse of Rise on us. Yeah. Don't say that, why?
People might...
We might get swamped by the Pepper Army.
No one's going to come and watch it. They'll be too busy in millets or whatever they're doing.
Do you really think, Rachel, someone's going to stand up at midday at a shopping centre to come and see us do reverse a word after that rehearsal?
With our audience, yes, I do. I really do. Anyway, so thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.
It's all systems go for a TV recording tomorrow. 8:55. Tedious Link next. Hola. I pray someday that you will love me. The game went well, down well with our listeners.
Did it?
Yeah. As popular as Busted, Red Fly, The Streets, and The Rain.
I'm not too concerned about some of the stumbling blocks we had. I think they'll be ironed out in the edit.
Yeah? Mm. Let's hope so for your sake, Davey. When does Reverse Word actually go out on the telly?
13th of April, I think.
Yeah.
A week today.
Really? Prime time slot of what time?
I think it's night time.
Night time. Okay, great. Right, Tedious Link, Dave, are you ready?
Yep.
How do you get to today's Tedious Link from yesterday's Tedious Link track, Madonna and Holiday?
A holiday is what the Americans call a vacation. If you swap the A in vacation for an O, you get vocation, which is a word meaning career or job. Job plays for Middlesbrough, as does macaroni. Macaroni cheese is a firm favourite with enthusiasts of pasta. Pasta Dutchie was a 1982 hit for musical Youth. Youth shares many of the same letters as Louth, which is a town in Lincolnshire. Lincolnshire is famous for its sausages. Sausages are a crucial ingredient in the dish Toad in the Hole. Hole in My Shoe is a 1984 hit for Neil. Neil was played by actor Nigel Planer, who starred alongside Rick Mayall. Mail is delivered in a sack, as are potatoes. Potatoes live in the ground, as do worms. Worms, or more precisely woodworms, can cause untold damage to wood. Wood comes from trees, and it only takes one tree to make 1,000 matches, and it only takes one match to burn 1,000 trees.
That's beautiful, that's like poetry.
Which links us predictably to this morning's Tedious Link track. It is 1,000 Trees by Stereophonics.
I thought you were being poetic and you were just reciting lyrics. Great record, then. 3 minutes of Bliss from Stereophonics now. Yes. Lovely. Dave?
Mm.
Seamless?
Yep. Seamless.
Nice version, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Took me quite by surprise, actually. Yeah.
Not exactly the version.
Not exactly. Didn't think it was going to be the acoustic one.
No, but, you know, nice to hear it, though. We'll dedicate that one to everybody in our music department for yet another Balls Up! Do we have people working in the music department, or do we just have monkeys on typewriters banging away, hoping to come up with a result? What's going on? That's a great version, though, I thought, Dave.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Nice to hear it again.
Oh, lordy, 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 help!
One big weekend. Dance.
Right, so the first One Big Weekend of 2004, Dave.
It's taking place in Prehen Playing Fields, Londonderry, Northern Ireland.
It's a massive two-day festival of live music.
Oh, my, we're doing a line each,
yeah.
Saturday, the 24th of April, is Dance Day with Faithless headlining and DJ sets from Pete Tong, Seb Fortane,
Just Jules, Fergie,
Armin van Buuren, Agnelli and Nelson, Cole
Hamilton and Paul Paul. Sunday's going to be the live band's day, but we're talking about the dance part right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are free. We'll give away the Dance Day tickets first this Saturday. We're going to set up a radio and box office at the Guildhall Square, Derry. Sorry, not the Guildhall Square. Guildhall Square, right?
Hmm.
Derry, Saturday afternoon from 5 p.m. If you can't get there, you can also win them this week on Radio 1. And for the rest of you living in Scotland, Wales, England, Southern Ireland, doesn't matter, you should try and get tickets and get over, because it's going to be a great weekend.
Oh, God.
So, as we did it with yesterday, all day today, you're going to hear a quote from Judge Jules. It's another masterpiece from the mind that is Judge Jules. So you're listening out for his... Well, I don't really know how to describe it. Do you know?
It's not really a quote, is it?
No.
It's a sort of audio snatch.
Quarted. All right, so here's the example. Don't phone up yet, but this is the clip that you're listening out for.
Never short of hedonistic rhetoric.
There you go, genius. I don't actually know what that means. It has no relevance to our show, the Radio 1, or the One Big Weekend. But there you go. We'll be playing that clip all day. Well, it's like throw a six to start in that ideas room upstairs, isn't it? You know, I don't think they're cool with ideas. I just think they've got a load of monkeys on typewriters banging it out like that. What did the monkeys come up with?
Never short of hedonistic rhetoric.
There you go. Right, so when you hear that again, get on the phone, 08700 100 100. Tickets for the Dance Day only for One Big Weekend. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Saturday, April 24th. Seb, Tongi, Jules, Fergie, loads of people, and Faithless live, and they are superb live. One more time?
Yes, please.
Never short of hedonistic rhetoric.
What does that mean?
Why?
I don't actually know what that means. Is it just me?
Why?
I don't know either. I'm not sure what rhetoric means.
Never short of hedonistic rhetoric.
What's rhetoric? Wasn't that Vic and Bob show on BBC Three?
That's Catterick.
Right, okay. So when you... No, people are ringing up now. Don't ring now. That was an example. I'm going to think that people go, oh, he just played it. Got on the phone. Oh, wait. One. Nine, oh, I don't know what number.
We're blinding them with science.
Is it all a bit too...
We're too complicated for our own good.
Anyway, so there you go. Don't phone now, but the next time you hear it, get on the phone and you can be getting tickets for the Dance Day of One Big Weekend. Dave, I think we've reached that part of the show.
It's a time that we like to call...
Half-time. Catchphrase?
Let's get ready to rumble.
The echo machine's been fixed then?
Yep.
That turned up a bit too much.
I think it works better with echo. Oh, hello. Yeah.
Not too much?
I think that's a little bit too... I'd back down a wee bit. Yeah, that's nice.
I need to check with my mate what time he wants to hear the Leeds goals, right?
But who's your mate?
What?
Who's your mate?
Not telling you.
Long man.
Actually, Longman is listening this morning. Hello, Longman! Young Man. You know, we mentioned his sandwich shop the other day on the air, and apparently, 10 minutes later, they were swamped. Apparently.
There you go, the power of national radio advertising.
Well, yeah, apparently, there was a queue round the block for his butties. Women were salivating.
Salivating.
That's cool.
Not salivating.
Huh?
That'd be like Jimmy salivating.
It's a hedonistic salivating. Richard shows the catchphrase.
Never saviloy.
I think he does those as well. Anyway. What's up, Rach?
Nothing.
Were you just shaking your head at Dom, telling him not to join in the sling?
No, I wasn't.
Is that what she was doing?
No, it wasn't.
Go on, Dom, what was she shaking her head at?
I wanted to know whether... Can I say, Rach?
Go on, then.
Sorry.
Seeing as everybody ignores what I say anyway.
Pardon? Go on.
I just wanted to know whether it's worth putting in another bid to speak to...
No, I'm on the case.
Okay.
What? Hello, did I
What the heck is going on?
Did
here?
I go unconscious for 10 seconds and miss the end of that sentence?
He's talking about the Hof.
It's the Hofmeister.
What's that got to do with saviloys?
Exactly. That's why I was shaking my head.
Earlier on in the show, Dominic was meant to interview David Hasselhoff this morning. We were in the hotel and we couldn't find him. So we ended up making the feature, the woman on reception, who tried every bit of the hotel to find him. She was on the phone for half an hour. But sadly, no joy. We can play another highlights of that great event.
Hello, Melody, if you're listening.
That was anyway, this is, I think, where you ring his room is probably the greatest bit. Right?
I didn't mean to come in and talk about that. I only was asking Rach, really. Sorry.
Car park catchphrase, 08700 100 100, by the way. What?
I feel like we've been hijacked.
What Rach? Well, yet another face. What?
I'll explain off air.
What?
Nothing. 08700 100
you
100.
You said we still want people to phone up for car park catchphrase.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said...
Did I say that?
You went, we've already got the callers from yesterday, but we'll still go through the we'll still do the number. That's what you said. So actually, don't bother phoning for carbon catchphrase. It's a lie. We've already got today's contestants. You said we've already got them, but we'll still do the car park catchphrase setup. You were standing right there and we're walking into the studio. That's what you said? Off air, though. Yeah, but you're looking at me like I'm the one nuts. You told me to read the number out. I'm going to be on
because
the listener side. Shut up. Don't phone up for the feature. Rachel's lying to you. You won't get on.
Why?
You won't get on today at all. It's a fix.
We've
already found the contestants. The whole thing is a showbiz scam.
Shall I tell you why?
I don't care.
Because people are standing by their phones waiting for you to play a clip, so then they can phone in and the lines are free.
But now, look, we've confused them so much. People are ringing up and they don't know what they're ringing for.
That's why...
Hello, Radio 1. What can I help you with? I've no idea.
Mabuhai for calling.
I don't know if I've heard Judge Jules. I don't know if it's car park catchphrase or reversal word. I just heard the number.
Maybe Judge Jules can play.
Judge Cools?
Judge Cools.
Do you know, even by our standards, in terms of some of the rambly links that we've done during half-time, right? This is rubbish, Rachel.
Do you know...
This is appalling.
It's, do you know whose fault it is? It's the music department for putting in that awful, that rubbish... Well, it's quite a decent version, but that version of A Thousand Trees by Stereophonics, which we'd never heard before. It's meant to be a classic track, and we hear this acoustic thing.
We were going so well then, and we just got taken different tangent.
Do you know what we should do?
What?
I'm going to go back to the end of Stereophonics, and we're going to carry on from the end of that link as if none of this happened, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Play it. Great record, Stereophonics and A Thousand Trees. Dave, a seamless link?
Seamless link, yes.
Good. Are you going? She says she wants some more. That's new music from the Croutons.
The Zootons.
What?
The Zootons.
That's what I said, the Zootons. And it's out this week, it's called You Will, You Won't. How confusing. And for that Twister, Slow Jams, new entry number 3.
Very good.
Oh, look, well, we have information.
An
about,
info pack.
About the Croutons, Zootons.
Ah.
They're on a UK tour, starting April 21st through to May 7th. The debut album, Who Killed the Zootons, and the new single, You Will, You Won't.
What page are you on?
What? That one, there.
It's got a different one.
UK tour.
Oh, mine's different to yours.
They're starting off on Wednesday, here we go. No, they're headlining from... Oh, this is so confusing. UK tour, April 21st to May 7th. March 17th, they play Brighton. And then it says headline show, Monday 22nd, Aberdeen. and then April, Dublin. So the UK tour starts in Dublin. How does that work? Did we write this list?
We always wanted to be like Sly and the Family Stone or Talking Heads or Devo, he explains. We wanted to cross jazz with funk and soul with country. We just wanted to mix everything together and get every angle on it. And finally, we've got there.
Wow.
That's a direct quote from them.
That's fantastic.
Never short of hedonistic rhetoric.
Right, so I need to find out what time I'm playing the Leeds goals. I have to warn everybody, especially the Leicester fans, because I don't want to rub it in, because Leicester played really well last night. But we won the game. Somebody had to win it. So we're going to play the Leeds goals in a lovely montage, but I have to wait for my mate to get in the car so he can hear it. Okay?
Can we just pad until he's ready? Well, is that the way it works?
Well, I don't know how far he is to get in the car yet. He said he'll text me when he's getting in the car, and then we can play the goal montage.
So shouldn't we dictate how things work? I've lost my voice.
Well, he did score the winning goal last night, so I think it's only fair that we wait for him to get in the car so he can hear the rewards of his...
Fruits.
Yes, that's right.
The labours, no, the fruits of his labours.
The labour of love. Labours. Anyway, so, the Leeds goal's coming up from last night, and we're also going to play in a second, D12.
Get ready. The band.
I love that record. The video's great as well. So the other day, D12 and My Band, do you like that?
Mm.
And they're coming to the UK. They get here tonight or tomorrow, something like that, tomorrow morning, I would imagine. They fly in, got a big gig in London. D12. Of course, you can name D12, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go around the room and name members of D12. I'll go first. Obi Trice.
Oh. Eminem.
Dave?
Can't we do it again? Gary.
Is the right answer. That's right. Gary 12. It's actually his band. A lot of people think it's Eminem's, but no, you're right. It's Gary 12.
1, 2, 3, kick.
Right, so you may have heard Judge Jules with his random doesn't make sense line of...
Never short of hedonistic rhetoric.
Five-person tickets for one big weekend for the dance day in Derry. And they're going to... Raymond Patrick from Belfast. Jonathan Simpson from Londonderry. Susie Metcalf from Carlisle. Amy Carter from Belfast and Simon Chandler from Kidderminster. You're all going to the dance day of... Why am I doing it in that voice?
Don't know.
One big weekend!
Congratulations to all of you. Terrific news.
Rachel, is Alan having a laugh? Look at him. Does he want a punch? He's just held up a sign saying we need callers for car park catchphrase. We've already said on the air that we'd come and get in here now. Now, I thought this was all set up. I thought we had today's callers. Alid, what's going on?
They're not answering their phones.
So after all that, me having a go at Rachel getting the ump with me shouting at everybody, now you actually want people to phone up for car park catchphrase.
Unfortunately.
And people sending me nasty messages on the text. It's all your fault, Alid.
Why is it my fault?
What are they saying about you? Are they saying
you... They're saying that I lied.
Are they saying things like stroppy, miserable, sulky,
pardon,
whiny, rat bag, trout, old cow... Is it words like
the
that?
Lines are now open for car park catchphrase.
What's the number, Rachel?
08700 100 100.
That number again?
Oh,
08700 100 100. And the main rules of the game?
You have to have a car and know your catchphrases and be in a car park.
There you go. Such a snappy, well, selling point, I think.
Catchphrases, be in a car park. It's 9:27. This is BBC Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. And I really do mean this when I say thank you ever so much for listening.
We appreciate it enormously.
That's Delamitri and a lovely track called Chocolate. I'm trying to ruin Dominic's love of Snow Patrol by going, it's Delamitri that, isn't it, Delamitri? I'm not listening. I'm not thinking Delamitri now. I bet he bought that album just for that track.
I did.
That's brilliant. That's because you love fresh new music.
It's a brilliant song and it sounds nothing like Delamitri.
I think they should do Always the Last to Know or Spit in the Rain. Do you remember that?
No.
Spit in the Rain, all about an ex-girlfriend.
No.
Or if you want, an old phlegm.
How distasteful.
I apologise, Dave.
Show's been so smooth up until then, and you just brought the whole thing crashing down.
Move on. Comes out on Monday anyway. Brilliant. Snow Patrol. Car Park Catchphrase coming up. If we get any drumming contestants. We'll play the Rasmus, we'll play Destiny's Child, but before that, we will play all the goals from last night in an over-the-top montage. Let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. It's 9:31.
The Beckhams are pictured together on... And it's now 9:34.
Well done to all the people who text in and spotted Tuesday's deliberate mistake. Of course, you know, every Tuesday we have a deliberate mistake. Rachel and I cooked this one up between ourselves, and we tricked a lot of you out there. Of course, Obi Trice isn't in D12, is it? It's Jermaine, Jackie, Randy, Michael, Janet, and... Slim Shady. So there you go, Obi Trice isn't it. He's signed, he's on Shady Records, but he isn't in D12. Neither's 50 Cent, or indeed the Crankies. So there you go, a little bit of a lesson there for everyone.
Didn't know that.
What? Didn't know what, which bit?
Obi Trice wasn't in D12.
No, I must admit, neither did I. But I've got his album, and... I don't know why I thought he was in D12, bearing in mind he has a solo album, but then again, so does Eminem, and it's all very confusing.
Real name, no lyrics.
What?
Real name, no lyrics.
Something like that, yeah. Right, for those of you who are interested, it's time to reminisce from all those hours ago from last night, a little football match taking place up in Yorkshire in the fine city of Leeds. Two giants of football, the mighty, mighty Leeds United and the wondrous storming Leicester. Who would win the battle? Who else? One. Oh, balls, I played the news jingle. Lovely set.
That was going really nice.
Oh, dear. Who'd win battle, who else?
Seth Johnson cleared away, didn't beat the first man. Here's Johnson into Jeffrey! Inside, no one closes him down. Through to Dickhoff, it's 2-1. Leicester have pulled the goal back. Dickhoff wasn't offside. Now Muzzy, is it through? The space for Muzzy, is it? And Leicester are back to 2-2 with two goals in the space of 3 minutes. Leeds have thrown it away. It's rolled towards the byline for Milner. There's the cross. Viduka controls Alan Smith. Yes! And put Leeds back in front. 4 minutes left to play. Having led a two-goal lead goal, Alan Smith drives it home. Leeds 3, Leicester City 2, and that could be priceless.
Hey Al, you can't see me. Delicious, and we play that especially for our pal Longman, who's long.
He's buttylicious.
He is buttylicious. Currently on the go, he's got a steak Canadian with well done bacon.
Nice.
Yeah, I tell you. Butty. Wish you did it. The show one morning from his sandwich shop. Hey, I bet you'd sort us out with free signs all morning.
Then we'd be buttylicious.
We'll get Weight Watchers bread for you and everything, Rach.
And trim the fat off the bacon,
yep.
That's fine.
Trim the fat off the well-done bacon on the steak Canadian. know what steak Canadian is.
It's a type
it's
of bacon.
It's a cheese.
It's a type of what? It's a cheese. I'd hazard a guess it was steak.
Well, I thought it might be steak and cheese, Canadian cheese. Maybe it's Canadian bacon.
Maybe it is. You might be right.
I don't know.
Shall we move on?
Yep.
For Car Park Catchphrases, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans. Time for Car Park Catchphrase. I'm here looking all nice and trendy, but not half as trendy as Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris.
Always looking like a model. All right, let's meet today's contestants.
Welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Morning, Chris. I'm Adele and I'm in Oadby in Leicester.
Hey! Leicester.
Yes.
Are you a football fan?
No.
What a shame. what do you do, Adele?
I work for a travel company.
Which one?
Travel Sphere Holidays.
Travel what?
Travel Sphere Holidays.
Travel Sphere?
Yes.
As in, like, stratosphere?
Yes.
Right,
sort of.
Okay.
Khaled's written down here, right, you work for Travel Fear Holidays, as in travel and fear, as in, like, panic.
Yes,
holidays.
Fear.
Which, I mean, I wouldn't book with Travel Fear Holidays. I'd be terrified. Pillar Khaled.
It's a fear holiday. What a new concept.
What have you got on offer at the moment? Well, we've got a lovely safari holiday with no Jeep.
Yeah. Swimming with crocodiles, that's very popular at the moment.
Yeah. what are you driving, Adele?
I'm just driving a Suzuki wagon.
Nice wheels.
She's not trying to get anymore, Adele.
I was leaving it to you.
Okay, where are you parked?
I'm parked in Asda Car Park in Oadby.
Oh, very nice. All right, let's hear the horn then, Adele. Oh, that's
nice,
right,
meaty.
Yeah. Steak Canadian. Do you know what steak Canadian with well done bacon is, Adele?
I do, yes.
What is it?
It's a sandwich, a baguette,
got
steak in.
Yeah, but we were thinking more about the filling.
Oh, sorry, I don't know. Steak, a piece of steak.
Does it have cheese in it?
No.
Right, Dave, there you go.
Apparently it's very thinly sliced steak.
Fascinating, let's move on.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, my name's Tristan, I'm from Newport.
Yay! He sounds like you.
Is he?
Yeah.
Hello?
Tristan, you sound like Khaled.
No, not that bad.
Oi! Khaled, say, my name's Tristan and I'm from Newport.
My name's Tristan and I'm from Newport!
Right, Tristan, you have a go.
My name's Tristan and I'm from Newport!
Yeah, see, it's pretty much Khaled. The same person.
It's your voice double.
Sorry, Tristan.
What do you do, Tristan?
I'm a surveyor for an alarm company.
For an alarm company?
Yeah.
What's the name?
ADT.
ADT. Very nice.
Good.
So, are you working today?
I am indeed.
All right. What are you doing?
I'm at the moment I'm sat in a car park in the street outside Tesco's.
Oh, lovely. How exciting. What car are you driving, Tristan?
A Vauxhall Vectra.
Nice wheels.
Didn't Clive Warren used to drive a Vectra?
Yes, he did.
Just say yes. Thank you.
I think he did, perhaps.
Right, Tristan. Let's hear the horn. Oh, hey, that's nice. Adele, let's see yours again. And Tristan?
Oh, dear. Ooh, they're very close in time.
Hang on, aren't they?
Adele, do yours. Tristan? Oh, God, he's right.
Slightly higher.
I'm going to have to put Adele on one speaker and Tristan on the other. All right, Adele?
Okay.
And Tristan?
Yeah.
All right, this is going to be really confusing. If you've only got a mono radio with one speaker, you might not hear one of the callers, but, you know, just go with it. It'll be all right. Right, are you ready, Adele?
I am.
Are you ready, Tristan?
I'm ready.
Great. Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Right, best of three. Best of luck. See what I did there?
Nice.
New catchphrase. Mr. Fish looks like he's in B&Q or some other kind of national hardware outlet.
He appears to be comparing the strength of certain materials with others on sale in the store. He's worked out that wood is harder than paint, but not as hard as nails. In fact, nothing is as... Oh, it was just Tristan.
As hard as nails?
As hard as nails?
You're absolutely right! That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Well done, pal. Thanks, Chris.
Terrific.
Yeah, he's obviously delighted. Is he mute? Was that what's wrong with him? Well done, Tristan.
Cheers a lot, Chris.
All right, good. Adele?
Yes?
You've got to get this word right to stay in the game.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fisher's son Michael is in his bedroom and his mum is teaching him how to make his bed. He's doing all the hospital corners.
Target reference.
And he's put his duvet cover on everything. In fact, he's all done now. He's made his bed. But it seems to be... Oh, it sounds like Adele.
It is. You've made your bed so you can lie in it.
You're right!
Yay! Well done, you needed that point, Adele, and you got it. It's neck and neck as we go into the final furlong.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish looks like he's doing a spot of wedding photography. He's at the wedding of Willie Thorne and former disco diva Rose Royce, technically a band, Dave. He's trying to get a picture of Rose... with Willie and his brother on each side of her. What is... It sounds like Adele.
A rose between two thorns.
A rose between two thorns.
You're a winner.
Yay! Woo! Well done, my darling.
Thank you.
Hang on there, Adele. Tristan, commiserations to you.
Oh, God.
Bye. So there you go. It's a bug kiss. Right, so Adele, you have won a great prize.
What is it?
You've won a... Oh, actually, no. Do you know what you've won? We are giving away prizes every day. you don't sound the type of woman who's into game consoles and the like, are you?
Oh, I am.
You are?
I wanted to win the prize yesterday.
Do you have a games console?
I do.
Which one do you have?
It's the two letters and one number one.
Oh.
Nice choice.
The SP3.
Yes.
Well, we're going to give you the brand new Bond game on there, which is called... great plug for them. They'll be delighted. And also, a very exclusive little digital camera. What the hell was that?
I'm excited.
What was that noise?
It sounded like she had an audience with her. And it hides in like a little Zippo lighter case. It's very flash, so you flick it open and you can take pictures. And it's really tiny as well, and then you wipe up to your computer and you can see your pictures.
Brilliant, thank you.
Well done, you're absolutely delighted. All right, have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
There she goes into the distance, yet another satisfied customer from Radio 1. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase.
Where?
On Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
In the land of Radio 1.
Lovely. Colin Needy, by the way, I forgot to mention him yesterday and say good luck. And after the show, Rachel said, don't worry about it, do it tomorrow for that difficult second show. And it's a radio fact. When you do a brand new show, then the first one is always great. And the second one, you've got so much to live up to and you never enjoy it as much. So I'd like to say to Colin Needy, good luck with that all-important, difficult second show. Thank you. 1 o'clock this afternoon, Colin and Edith. 3 o'clock later, Sarah, Friends with the Streets, Cox. And next, from 10, future wife of mine, Joe Wiley.
Ready for action, nip it in the bud, we never relaxing, outcast is everlasting.
Seriously, and I really do mean this from the bottom of my heart. If you're listening live or listening on Listen Again, thank you for listening. We don't actually believe that you do listen, but thank you anyway. You're very, very nice. I thought today's show was one of the best we've ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm.
We all agreed?
Yep.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, John Scott Mills, tomorrow morning for breakfast. We'll see you on BBC Three Counties Radio for our brand new Sunday afternoon slot. 1:30 till 3, a bizarre hour of music and comedy.
It's an hour and a half.
That's why it's a bizarre hour, Dave.
Oh, I'm with you. 9:59.
Well done to Liz last night. To Super Alan Smith for getting our little winner. And we're back tomorrow morning, 5 to 7. Joe Wiley's next. Have a great day.
Mahalo for calling this hotel.
The Chris Morris Show.
This is Radio 1.
This is Radio 1.